dark places.
All right, there you go. First of all, everybody on your best behavior. We're live on the radio. You know, we're listener-supported, KX93.5. That is Quinn Archer. Song's called Dark Places. Apparently, there's a CD release soon, and I got my hands on the brand new EP. And Quinn Archer is sitting in our studio right now. Hi.
Hi.
I wasn't expecting an accent out of you, frankly.
Oh.
You know, originally, you're from where?
I'm from London originally, from South London.
I'm from Australia.
Funny. Here's Lewis Richards, everyone.
Did you, you might have to reposition that mic right there, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Did you move out here specifically for music?
Yeah, I did. I moved out here probably over 10 years ago now. To go to the Musicians Institute, only going to come for a year. And then kind of started, you know, getting into bands and didn't want to leave. Experiencing the scene out here was just very different to how
I'm sure you learned a little bit within that short period of time, you know, studying, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was the most amount of fun I think I'd ever had. I mean, it's rock school, you know,
sure.
Going there, just playing music all day.
With Jack Black.
It's slightly misleading because you can, you know, have rehearsal rooms open 24/7. You just, you know, I can be in as many different bands, studios open, and then you leave, you know, a year and a half later, and you're like, oh, I have to pay for. Wait, I was about to curse.
I pay for stuff now. Yeah, yeah, no kidding. So ideally, if you could make music your full-time job, then that would be the deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations on the new record. I guess I have it before the general public has it.
You do.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Yeah.
And you did bring friends. Who did you bring?
I have brought my band, some of them, from 17th Street Studio. Lewis Richards here. Most of the EP, well, actually all the songs I co-wrote with him.
Yeah, we wrote all the songs at the studio with Steve Fox and another homie, Micah Brown, a local folk artist here in Laguna Beach. And also Mike D from Zen Robbie from Long Beach recorded with us.
It was originally we were just, I was going to write with Lou and Steve Fox, but he's got, his studio is just awesome because there were just different people, musicians dropping in like throughout the day. So
amazing.
We'd be like, you know, jamming on something and someone said, oh, I've got an idea for you. And then suddenly that, you know, became a song for the EP.
Lacey was an intern actually at the studio.
That's right.
And then she like all of a sudden was singing harmonies behind everybody and I'm like, get her in the booth.
She should not be
sweeping the floor.
I heard you guys sound check and you guys sing together brilliantly. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and our guitar player in the studio. Not the first time you've been here, apparently.
Alex Vaux in the house. Alex Vaux is a shredder. Actually, we're in a band called The Outriders.
Yeah.
We play at the Cliffs on Friday night. We're playing with Quinn, actually. She's
They cheat on me regularly.
Oh, that's okay.
We're in many bands. Yes. This is pretty much my band crew. Yeah.
So he never has to leave his studio.
Right?
Except for now. We're coming down here.
Well, this is a good reason, right?
This is a great time.
You're supporting independent radio, which is something that we're actually celebrating this week. We're doing our membership drive.
Nice.
We're asking people to sign up to be a member of the radio station, you know?
That's a great cause.
Awesome.
Right.
Nice.
Supporting local music.
Usually the non-coms and stuff, they're on the air all the time asking for money. We rarely do that, you know, because we have fundraising events and stuff like that.
Nice.
But it's a big week for us. So you got to sign up to be an activist member, you guys.
100%.
You can do it online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to support your own.
I'm not telling you guys to do it. I'm telling our listeners to
do it. Do it, people.
I know. You looked at me when you said that. You're like, join Lewis.
You're not leaving until you do it.
Quinn Archer is here in our studio. The official release of this Dark Places EP is when?
Tomorrow.
Amazing.
Yes.
And followed by a CD release?
Yep, this Saturday, 9 o'clock at a place called Bar Lubitsch in West Hollywood. We'll be doing a little EP release show party. So exciting. So if you're in the LA area, come on down.
And where can people find your stuff online? And could they get the record like through your website and stuff?
Yeah, they can get it on iTunes, Amazon. You can find Quinn Archer Music. My Facebook is Quinn Archer Music. And there are links. You're going to be able to buy the physical copy online, I think, from tomorrow. Not from iTunes, through my website, Quinn Archer Music. But the digital release, Amazon, iTunes, and
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
You know, you got to post that music everywhere you can, you know?
Everywhere.
For sure.
The EP is called Dark Places. It, in fact, has a dark cover of the album. What are some of the things you've been writing about as of late before we hear another song off the record?
You can tell I've had some really awesome relationships. I mean, it's yeah, I wouldn't say I was a miserable person, but for some reason I like kind of moody music, and that's, you know, a lot of the times we'd be in the studio in dark places. In particular, Lou was just playing that piano riff one day, and it pretty much was that afternoon I just sat there and I just started writing. I don't know if certain sounds invoke memories or, you know, feelings, and that's generally how
I do it. So that is quite the collaboration between you two as a songwriting team when it comes down to that.
For sure.
We'd feel it out and make sure we are on the right vibe. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But it was towards the end. You know, we were in the studio for a year, kind of on this journey of, like, you know, when a couple of different styles and but that.
Did you ever try to pick up the keytar and go 80s synth new wave?
We had an electro something, right? That we tried.
We had an electro version of it, so we wound up going more like bluesier, like rock with it.
I'm calling it rock and soul. That's the genre that I'm calling the EP. Good. We came, but we were getting a bit too kind of, you know, acoustic-y. I wanted some rock in there, some edge.
So let's play a song off the record, and then I do have more questions for you here in our Pearl Street studios. This is Quinn Archer on KX93.5. The version I played at Dark Places may have been a super early one. Should we play?
That was a demo.
Should we play the lead single?
Let's play the one off the EP.
That'd be cool.
All right, let's do that. That's track one off the new EP. It's the self-titled song. Is that the term that the DJs use?
You tell us.
All right, this is new now from Quinn Archer, and more from our Pearl Street studios right after this.
Inside my head, I'm building walls when you bring me down. The silence breaks my heart to lead. I'm sinking so far in the ground. Another day, a sleepless night with you.
Just as easily, no, I can't waste any more time.
lead single, the title track, like the DJs say, it's Dark Places from Quinn Archer. It's new music and the new EP. If you want to support an independent artist, you could buy the record. What was that noise?
I don't know.
It's my phone. I'm just messing with you.
What are you doing?
Oh. Always the jokester.
Fair enough. While that song was playing,
trying to promote something.
Look, man, it ain't
something.
The '80s anymore. We don't play Homer Simpson clips or anything like that on the air. I kid. I kid because I care. We actually have another person in the room, another party person who just walked in. Quinn.
We have Micah Brown, who is on my EP. So perfect timing for you to walk in right now.
How's it going, everybody?
Welcome to the studio for the second time.
Yeah, I've stopped in a couple times.
With other projects?
Yeah.
So. Many times.
Right. Everybody's dropping Rent Conkey's name. He has a specialty show, community programming. I guess it's Thursday at 7 p.m. And that's the Music Matters program. And there you go. I did want to ask if everybody in the room is on the record. And
Yeah, they are. Micah, the next song we'll play, Tell Me Why, is a duet between us.
Yeah.
We wrote the song together
with
Lou. And yeah, these guys play on it.
Cool. So in the upcoming shows, the CD release and the other ones to follow, is it going to be full band thing on stage? Are we missing anybody?
Micah will be playing at Reggae on the River.
Yeah, I'll be out of town this week.
Yeah, so I'll be singing his part too.
It's up in Humboldt, Garberville.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's the
30th
anniversary this year with like Jimmy Cliff and Alpha Blondie and a bunch of badasses. So.
That's fun. Yeah.
I understand why you can't make my EP show, Micah.
The boop.
So there's more of a stripped down version of what you normally would do, for these live shows, right, in our studio.
I mean, we have so many people. You know, sometimes we've had seven people on stage,
a
sax player, two guitar players. But it just depends who's around and available. We've also just done Lacey, Lou, and I. Sometimes it just depends who's around.
Fun. And we love jamming with Micah. He's always a good time. You know.
Yeah, last time we were hanging out with, what's his name from Kiss?
Yeah, Gene Simmons.
What's his good old from Kiss?
Yeah. Good old Gene.
We played at a show.
We played for Gene Simmons a couple months ago with Quinn.
And the Duchess of York.
And the Duchess of York, too,
It was a luncheon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like
a Christmas
luncheon.
That was cool.
Amazing.
That was a lot of fun.
That sounds like a luncheon for the Illuminati.
Yeah.
There was probably a few members
you
there.
You get that reference. All right, let's hear another track off the record, and then you guys brought your instruments. We're all plugged in, and we could get some live music here in our studio, right?
All right.
So how about this? Track two off the new record, it is Tell Me Why. Can you give us a storyteller's type of moment before we play this song?
Well, actually, I think this was the only song that
Micah writing the song.
We wrote our parts separate from each other. Like, he played me this... They had got Lou and Micah had got together and said, "Oh, do you like this idea, Quinn?" And I was like, "Yeah, I love it." And you'd had the start of some lyrics, and I took the jam that you'd done away, and we both met back in the studio with our part separately. So our melodies and the song actually.
Wow.
It's quite mad that it worked because we have different styles.
It's definitely kind of like a Frankenstein type of song as far as, like, you know, it wasn't a very organic process all in one time. It was like we made a part here, and then a week later we come back to it and made a part here, and it started out with like pretty much a beat that Louis put down, and then I came up with a riff and a melody, and then that became the hook, and then we worked around
that. You did the bass line too, which was super sick.
That was definitely a fun bass line.
Yeah.
For sure.
Let's hear it now. Tell Me Why is the song right here on listener supported KX93.5.
I used to walk around head hung low. I used to think I was an average Joe. Until the day I met you. The day I met you.
I never thought that I could feel this way. My mind's playing on familiar games that I want to run to. I want to run to.
I never heeded anyone's advice. I questioned everyone who acted nice. I even had my doubts about you. Oh no, it didn't take long to fall.
So come and show me what.
Can you hear what they're saying?
It's all happening, you guys. We're listener-supported KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM. Tell Me Why is that track, and Quinn Archer is the artist. She's here with her friends, everybody who really performed and contributed to the new record. The new record's going to be available tomorrow. We're ready to perform.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. What'd you guys want to play first?
We are going to start with Perfectly Wrong.
Beautiful. So I guess whenever you guys are ready, this is live music here on KX93.5.
So empty here without you. In waves I miss the pain. The fires of destruction, the tears of ache and blame. Falling for you, in and out again. Dreaming up here. Thank you.
today. Untie me from your wrist, holding the motion of the gun up to my head, leading the feeling of why this had to end. Why do you still haunt me like that? How can I still want you so bad when we so perfectly wrong? Wrong. No. I've got a creeping feeling tearing up my mind.
Brilliantly done, you guys. That was really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that sounded killer on the radio. That's Quinn Archer live in our Pearl Street studios on listener-supported KX93.5. Again, we want to try to get the word out, so where can people find all your stuff online?
You can find it at Quinn Archer Music.
Yeah, we'll be playing Friday night at the Cliffs in Laguna. We'll be playing
Saturday night by Lubitsch, 9 o'clock. Sunday at the Wayfarer in
Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa.
So we'll be all over the place this weekend.
YouTube, Quinn Archer Music. Facebook, Quinn Archer Music. What are all the other social media sites that I forget?
I know, it's everywhere. But
it's everywhere.
Yeah, I imagine if people Google your name, it will probably come up, right?
For sure.
They'll all come up.
All right, we are KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, and we have guests here in the studio. Can we get another song out of you before we kind of wrap it up?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess we should do Dark Places.
Let's do it.
I would love to hear that.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
No problem. It's my pleasure. That's why we're here, you know, to support people like you.
Awesome.
And if you want to support the radio station, we're doing an activist drive right now. So you could sign up through, you know, us, call us directly in the studio, or sign up online, kx935.com. There's all sorts of perks, and I guess we'll talk about that after.
Perfect.
That sounds like a good idea.
After you guys jam out. So whenever you're ready, Quinn Archer on KX93.5.
Cold winter falls inside my head. I'm building walls when you bring me down. The silence breaks my heart to lead. I'm sinking so far in the ground. Another day. The bottle makes you feel you're braver than me. I see words that cut when they're swallowed. I can give just as easily. Oh, I can't waste any more time, shed any more tears for your thoughts are done. If I leave you here in the dark, it's just another. Heavy heart, angry mind,
hear you lie. Just so I'm pulled in again, I'll take another sip from the bottle just to make you disappear. I won't remember a thing tomorrow, and we'll both be right back here again. Oh, I can't waste any more time, shed any more tears for your thoughts of dying.
Wow, so good.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad that had happened right in front of my face. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up here, Quinn Archer?
Thank you for having us. Check out Micah Brown. Check out 17th Street Records. If you want to make a great album, that's the place to go.
There you go.
thank you. KX93.5.
There you go. KX93.5.